writing about the legal structure of Judaism, creating a legal code, is committed to Jewish law on the one hand, to legal practice, to the sacral commandments of Judaism, and at the same time, he is a rationalist. He is open to the outside world. Moses Maimonides, in this sense, is clearly a Gretz, or Gretz is a Maimonides, to put it that way. Gretz also would like to capture the spirit of his time, not so much in the area of philosophy this time, but in the area of history. History will be a way of educating Jews in their own Jewish identity, as philosophy had been a way of educating Jews in their Jewish identity in the 12th century in Spain. While Maimonides comes out as the hero, the enemies of Gretz are not only Christian, arrogant historians, but also a certain kind of Jew in which he feels very uncomfortable. This Jew, of course, is the mystic, is the Kabbalist, is the Jew that is irrational. And in his own day and time, the largest concentration of these Jews lived in Eastern Europe. They were called Hasidim, or Hasidim. These were individuals who were pious, who dressed in the clothing of the Polish nobility, who had their own customs and traditions, who adored the rabbi who was called the tzaddik as a kind of miracle and magical worker, who did all kinds of strange customs and things, who believed that prayer was more important than study and rationality. For him, if you read Gretz on Hasidism, you will see a historian with all of his personal biases, with all of his personal proclivities coming forward. He is no longer the objective historian he aspired to be in the introduction to his writing. For him, there are good Jews and there are bad Jews. There are good Christians and there are bad Christians. He is always assigning a certain moral evaluation to each individual he is writing about. In this case, the Hasidim are the bad Jews. They're the Jews that are backwardly stuck in their own ghettoized existence. In order to enter the world, in order to contribute to humanity and to the larger culture, they must come out of this world by discarding these patterns of Jewish identity for the kinds of patterns that were represented by the modern German Jewish intellectual of his own day. Gretz clearly uses history then to fight his battles with Christians and with other Jews. I should add one more dimension to the story about Gretz, and that is that he was part of a conservative bloc of scholars who claimed that Reformed Jews had misused history in their quest to justify their sweeping changes which they proposed for Judaism. We have not introduced, of course, Reformed Judaism yet to this course. We will very, very shortly. But bear in mind that when Gretz writes, he is not only writing about Hasidim, he's also writing about Reformed Jews. Jews who have broken from the covenant, who have given up their notion and commitment to Jewish mitzvot, to Jewish commandments. And therefore, what we have here is not only a version of presenting Judaism, a rational Judaism, to Christians, it is also presenting a form of traditional Judaism. For him to be a traditional Jew, a full commitment to the wide scope of Jewish practice, is desirable. And therefore, Reformed Jews who misuse Wissenschaft des Judentum, who misuse the science of Judaism to argue for their own purposes, and you will see this, he's referring specifically to Abraham Geiger, are clearly misusing history. From his perspective, a good use of history is to defend the Jewish tradition. And therefore, Geiger's misunderstanding in legitimating reform should not be accepted. History can promote the cause of Orthodox Jewish faith. Finally, I want to come to the issue of Gretz's legacy. Gretz is, of course, important in his own right. But Gretz raises all kinds of questions which speak with a contemporary ring as well. And here I would like to introduce you in the last several minutes that we have to a more recent exchange between two historians. But it seems to me they clearly suggest the legacy of Gretz and the challenge that the history of writing about Jewish history has presented to us in the 21st century.